Dr. Penske dictating a case review on Larry Staley, S-T-A-L-E-Y. As per the records provided, Larry Staley was seen at Barnabas Health Emergency Room on 1-22-22. Appears to be reported sitting in the driver's seat when a head-on collision happened with the opposite car going about 50 miles per hour. Appears to be wearing his seatbelt, but there were no seatbelt signs on his chest. Period, he complained of neck and knee pain. Period. He underwent CAT scan of the cervical spine to be inserted here. Period. He also had a CAT scan of his head to be inserted here. Period. His final diagnosis were a motor vehicle collision from which he was stable and discharged home. Period. New paragraph on 2-122. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. S.H. C-D-E-V, period. He reported no head injury and was pursuing legal action, period. His pain had been present for the last 2 weeks, involving the left knee, comma, cervical spine, comma, and right knee. Pain that occurs at night intermittently, period. He has been out of work since the injury, period. He was examined and referred for an MRI of the left knee, period. Plain x-rays in the office of both knees showed suggestion of articular surface osteochondritis on the left knee, but no soft tissue abnormalities. Period. His impression was bilateral knee pain, comma, cervicalgia, comma, and discussed treatment options, including physical therapy. Period. Mr. Staley pursued that course of treatment. Period. He did undergo the MRI in 2-10-22 to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. Sachdev through 4-25-22. Scratch that through 2-23-22 when he was initiated on intra-articular viscosupplementation injections. Paired these continued through 4-25-22 period. He was cleared to return to work effective 6-2-22 period. New paragraph, Mr. Staley was seen on 2-15-22 by Dr. Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, period. He rendered an assessment of cervicalgia, for which he ordered x-rays, comma, physical therapy, comma, cervical MRI, and EMG / NCV of the right upper extremity. But he also initiated the claimant on diclofenac. Period. He was followed in this office and seen by Dr. Williams via telehealth on 3-11-22. Period. He recommended physical therapy. But he noted cervical spine x-ray showed showed spondylolisthesis and degenerative change and dislocation. Beard cervical spine MRI showed disc osteophyte complexes associated with moderate to severe foraminal narrowing at C3-4 and C4-5. Beard at C5-6, there was a disc osteophyte complex of the right paracentral disc protrusion. Beard there was also mild to moderate canal narrowing. Period. At this juncture, Mr. Stelly did not complain of symptoms in his left knee. Period. He did undergo the cervical spine MRI in 2/21/22 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Barnes continued to treat him over the ensuing months through 10/7/22. Period. At that juncture, he had x-rays of the right shoulder and was referred for an MRI of the right shoulder. But it was noted he was out of work until early June and then returned to his regular job, which he has continued. But at some point, he was seen by Dr. Williams, and he had a workup for the cervical spine where diagnosis of cervicalgia was generated. Period. There was concern that his right shoulder may be the patient's main pain generator. Period. Dr. Williams had diagnosed him with cervical radiculopathy on 7/12/22, period. On 7/7/22, he recommended medial branch blocks on the cervical spine. At the referral of this physician named Dr. S-Z-O-L-L-E-S. Period. He had already undergone cervical epidural injection with no significant pain relief. Period. In reviewing the interim progress notes, they seemed to focus exclusively on the cervical spine and associated symptoms. Period. After reviewing the cervical spine MRI on 4/7/22, Dr. Zolas recommended a cervical epidural spirit injection for cervical radiculopathy. Period. At a visit with Dr. Williams on 2/28/22, both lower extremities had 5/5 strength in all muscle groups. Period sensation to light touch was intact. Period had 2+ reflexes and symmetric, that was symmetric, and ankle jerks were 2+. Period, he had full range of motion and stability of the hip, knee, and ankle. Period, there was no tenderness palpation in the lower extremities. Period. During the intake review of systems on this visit, he denied back pain, neck pain, gait disturbance or imbalance, joint pain, or muscle stiffness. Period. Accordingly, he was not rendered a diagnosis relative to the left knee itself beyond what was seen on x-rays from the outset. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. Larry Staley was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 1/22/22. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day, underwent a CAT scan of the cervical spine. Period. On 2/10/22, he underwent an MRI of the knee, period. However, it does not appear that he had any further attention paid to the original onset of left knee pain. Period. In fact, Dr. Sachdev that on 2/11/22, the results of his MRIs were reviewed by Dr. Sachdev. Period. It appeared his knee pain reflected post-traumatic flare-up of underlying osteoarthritis involving the patellofemoral joint, as well as causing his degenerative meniscal tears to become symptomatic. Period. Recommended symptomatic management with activity modification. Euflexa injections, PRP injections are preferably a combination of PRP and Euflexa injections for symptomatic relief. Pretty also needs to work with physical therapy on strengthening. Period. Until his flare-up settled down, it was recommended he perform modified duty. Period. He did not feel arthroscopic intervention was necessary and was going to continue him on non-operative management. Period. On this visit, if not already described, range of motion of the left knee was from 0 to 130 degrees and symmetric to the right. But there was no effusion, but moderate crepitus, similar to the right. Period. He had tenderness along the lateral femoral condyle and lateral patellar facet. This was also seen on the right. Paired McMurray's and anterior drawer tests are negative, but there's a positive patellar grind test. Paired on the right, he had a positive patellar grind test with negative anterior drawer and McMurray's test. Period. New paragraph, I'll rate this case involving the left leg for what appear to be essentially degenerative abnormalities of the left knee, similar to those detected on the right. Period. His diagnosis will likely be patellofemoral osteoarthritis and possibly associated meniscal tear that was degenerative. Period. And that is the end.